The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
That's right, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Not bad now that everything's under control.
Yeah, it's funny how these gadgets can screw up after running for long periods of time without shutting them off.
Yeah, yeah. My computer runs constantly 24/7, everything, unless there's something goes wrong, then I got to reboot.
So that's the only time you reboot is when something goes wrong?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I guess. All right. Yeah. Like when you say go wrong, even just the little funkiness, you say, okay, that's enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just because it's on so long.
Right. Yeah. And how much RAM do you have in your Mac?
64 gigs.
All right. That might be my issue. I only got 24 and I was running, you know, Final Cut Pro, Photoshop. And
Final Cut Pro is a total hog. It'll bog mine down to nothing in like half an hour.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's something good to know.
Yeah. Big time.
All right.
I don't know why they don't have that under control, but that's not what this show is about today. We'll get into saving money at some point in time.
I hope so, because I'm broke.
Ain't we all? You know what's nice is our levels are really almost identical for some odd reason. Usually they're not quite exactly the same, and they are today.
I don't know how what the deal is with that. I know that when we were trying to get connected earlier, I was also trying to bring up the interface for my the interface for my interface, which sounds funny, but that's what I'm trying to say.
And what is your interface?
It's a Apogee
device. Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, so they have some software that runs concurrently while you've got it plugged in. And that also didn't, like, the window would show up, but the elements within the window. It was like a Windows machine I was working on.
There's a Even that, there, no matter how bad your Mac is, it's not like a Windows machine.
Exactly. I agree. Even though it was behaving very similarly just a minute ago. This week, we are going to be talking about saving money, something that Big JD and I are really good at because we're living in our mansions, driving our fancy cars because we saved all our money. No, that's not it at all.
All our podcasting money.
Oh, that's what it is. It's the podcasting money. That's why we're driving our Lamborghinis and living on the South Side. This week, we're going to be talking about saving money, and we'll start the show off by playing a tune. This one's by Bachman Turner Overdrive. It's Flat Broke Love.
always loved me some Bachman Turner Overdrive, Canadian rock and roll band.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, you could tell he had a lot of influences, that's for sure. And he was one of the first guys. He kind of invented the Canadian guitar grungy sound. Yeah, he was one of the few guys who used the Herzog head preamp setup. Yeah.
Are you talking about Randall?
No, not Randall Herzog. No. So where do you want to start off as far as talking about saving money, Big JD?
Let's start right at the beginning.
All right. And where is that? When you are born and someone saved money for you?
50 ways to save your money. 50 ways to save your money. You know that song?
I do know that song.
Well, you can call me Al.
All right, Al.
So we're going to get started with some general savings tips. And then we'll talk about banking, credit, and debt saving tips, entertainment saving tips, family and friends saving tips. It's all about the tip on this show.
Yikes.
That's another show altogether. But general saving tips.
Build an emergency fund. That could be the first general savings tip, but it can make all the difference. Low income families with at least $500 in an emergency fund are better off financially than a moderate income families with less saved up.
However, you got to save up that $500 first.
Yeah, it can be difficult, especially like if you are a low income situation. Getting that done is difficult, and hopefully we'll get through some strategies that can help you do that.
Not even so much being in a low income family or not making that much money, but it's the spending part. If your bills outweigh the funds that you're able to save, like from your paycheck, then it could be in big trouble. So you got to look at ways of kind of cutting corners and being able to save that money up a little bit somehow. I think establishing a budget is a good place to start too for that. So if that means putting money in envelopes or having multiple bank accounts, savings.
Coffee cans. You
know? Yeah, coffee cans, and put them up on the over top of your cupboards.
Exactly. Yeah. Squirrel fund.
How does money get spent so easily? What are some of the easiest ways that people spend money that they could probably cut corners on?
Spending more than they need to on any given item.
Yeah, like fast food, perhaps? That's a big culprit.
I think it is a big culprit, but imagine saying that like when we were kids, like that wasn't even an issue back then. Like, you know, you had your first job. Spending money on fast food wasn't as easy as it is today.
No, because in this fast-paced life that we're living now, it's a lot different. I mean, there's a fast food or places to get that kind of stuff on every corner now. Before, I don't think that we lived as fastly paced as we do now.
Right. Well, I just don't think the convenience was there, and everybody's paying for that convenience, whereas normally you wouldn't do that. You would, you know, go to the grocery store once or twice a week, and when you got home, that's when you would eat. And you'd have to, you know, you're spending more time doing things, which of course means lack of convenience, but people are willing to pay for that convenience. So a suggestion would be to forego the convenience, and you'd save money in the long run.
Yeah, instead of, you know, stopping for a morning coffee somewhere, like make the coffee at home. It's going to be cheaper, and your lunches and whatever the case is, you know, for work and that kind of thing. Get yourself a lunch pail and make your lunches instead of going out to get it or picking up something in the morning on the way to work, like a bagel or a muffin or something like that.
That sounds great.
It'll be better for your health, too.
Are you coming over to bake bagels?
Bagels are a chore to bake. Like, you just bake them.
What I just told you. It's all about the time and the convenience. If you can just go to a store and buy a bagel, gee whiz, I'm going to do that, because bagels are not easy. Muffins are easier. Yeah, that's for sure.
But if you do make bagels and, you know, you make a couple dozen and freeze them, and then you're good for like the next 24 days.
Exactly. So you're telling me you have made bagels in the past?
I have not ever made bagels in the past.
Okay.
I had somebody make me bagels once, and I was not there when they were made. I know it was a difficult thing, and if you look up how to make bagels, it can be difficult. I have a song for you, Cashing In by Minor Threat.
Catch me pounds after every set. dog. Ha ha! I'm taking a walk on the yellow brick road. I only walk where the bricks are made of gold. My mind and body, they're the only things that I've sold. I need a little money, cause I'm getting old, right? That's the way it goes, isn't it? Yeah. We don't care. Boy, you had us pegged all along. Damn. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. So where am I? There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. So where am I? There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. So where am I? There's no place like home, right? There's no place like home. So where am I? There's no place like home. There's no place like home. So where?
Minor Threat for you there. Cashing in.
How did you get turned on to Minor Threat?
I've been into that stuff forever. I don't even know. Probably, I'm going to say that might have been my buddy Chris Eiler.
Okay.
He got more into that kind of music before me, you know, over from hard rock and metal into punk and hardcore.
Cool. So you were going to say something about Cashing In.
Cashing in would be nice. If you could cash in on a lottery ticket, would be very helpful. But a lot of people resort to, selling things on Facebook's buy and sell or whatever it's called there and Kijiji for a little extra spending dough. But the thing is, if you do that, then sock that away, right? You want to save that up.
Right. Because typically the stuff that you sold on either one of those platforms is stuff that was laying around anyway. It wasn't doing anything for you there. So instead of just selling it and then frivolously getting a, you know, easy come, easy go kind of thing, you might as well sock that away and let that sit around. And then, you know, at some point you'll be able to reach some financial goal that you're trying to, you know, to go for, which kind of brings us to another thing, setting goals. That is something in itself that will help you to save money. You can set short-term goals, like make a goal such as setting aside like $20 a week or a month, rather than long-term saving goals, because those are kind of out of sight. Whereas if you continually reach a goal and be successful at reaching that goal, it obviously a penny saved is a, you know, whatever that
penny earned. A penny earned, yeah.
Penny earned, yeah. What is it though that's saying?
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Right, but it's keep an eye on your pennies and the dollars will take care of themselves or something like that. I forget.
Yeah, there's probably all kinds. Save it for the saying show. And falling right in line with that, a goal of some kind is making a savings plan. You know, having a plan is going to go a long way. It's probably the first thing that you should do is like make some kind of plan and either have a gadget, a tablet or something that you can put together a little list or spreadsheet or whatever, or pen and paper if you are still into that.
Make some kind of plan.
Is anybody into that anymore?
Of course. I honestly think that is one of the best ways to actually put ideas down that you really want to remember and put into your brain. I think having a screen in front of you and inputting it into a screen is a good idea, and especially if that screen can remind you of something later that it's there. But I think actually committing something to memory, like when I was doing the iChart Radio podcast, even with the show I'm doing right now, I write my notes down like with a pen and a paper just to it kind of cements it in your idea, in your brain, I should say, because whatever that tactile thing is that, you know, you're taking your time to write letters down and then the concept is on a piece of paper in front of you. I don't know what it is. It's very psychological, but that works for me.
Yeah, yeah. And you mentioned,
what about you?
Well, you mentioned your new show, though. Let's give a plug out for that.
The plug is for the YouTube channel known as The Average Wine Enthusiast. Trying to do a show a week, and I'm right at the beginning here. I'm learning a lot of stuff in a Final Cut Pro, learning some stuff as far as, you know, shooting a show. It's a big undertaking, I have to admit. It would be great to have two other people help me do it, and it would get done a lot faster and probably with a little bit more. You know, I'm kind of spreading myself thin, I guess you would say. You know, I'm a light director, photography director, and a
writing editor, shows,
video. Yeah, exactly. Video editor, yeah. Writing the show, and I'm the talent besides.
Yep.
So it's a lot to undertake, but I'm having fun doing it.
That's where the word crew comes into play.
Yes, gaffer as well. I do have a gaffer occasionally, but not all the time.
A gaffer or a grip?
I meant a grip. Yes.
Okay.
What is a gaffer?
A gaffer is really a head electrician. I kind of sum up gaffers as, you know, working in the lighting department, basically. If you recall, I worked as a gaffer on The Birder from 2013 with Fred Willard and Tom Cavanaugh.
Tom Cavanaugh, yeah. I remember that. That's what you did? You were a gaffer?
Yeah, primarily lighting. I was lighting the set. A grip, on the other hand, lugs around gear.
Good to know.
So, moving on, we talked a little bit about goals and making a savings plan of some kind. What about saving your loose change? There's a start.
That's what I do. I do that myself. If I come home with change, I throw it into something, and it's still sitting somewhere in big bags. I still have to roll a bunch of it. Some of it's, that's another task in itself, rolling change.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And you know, what's nice is that if you go to those little machines, though, there's some places like at the market, they have a machine where you can just put the change in. Doesn't matter what it is. And it sorts it all and tabulates it and everything. It's kind of cool. And speaking of saving your change,
3% they take, though.
Oh, they take a little bit of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
But that 3% is, I find, worth the aggravation of finding something to roll with, having to get those things, and actually doing the rolling and everything. But speaking of saving your change, what about saving your love?
Saving your love is always good because your heart will end up in a better place. This is a tune from Great White. It's called Save Your Love. Wake in the night.
Throw away the key. Yeah.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So another way to save money is through banking, credit, debt savings, and those kinds of things. So maybe something like opening multiple bank accounts. Maybe you could have a few different savings accounts rather than just a savings and checking or just your checking account. And then you can use one of those savings accounts for trips or maybe just for putting money away for a rainy day or if something goes wrong with a car or whatever. Maybe one's for the kids' college funds or whatever, that type of thing. That might be a good idea for you.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And speaking of credit cards, you could also make sure that you pay off your credit cards on a monthly basis to not incur interest charges.
And rather than the minimum monthly payment.
Exactly. Yeah, that's usually $10.
Don't
pay $10 on your credit card unless the balance is $10.
Which and they're high. Aren't they like close to like 30% on credit cards or something? 29%?
It's way up there. It's almost illegal. I don't even understand how they can get away with such a thing. But
it's illegal.
They're loaning out money. And then there's the places that are just on the street corners, the whatever those places are, Fast Money and, get your cash quick. Kind of places you just walk into a place and they'll lend you $100 if you give them 120 back, kind of thing.
Yeah. And something else too with your bank accounts is if you can pay a monthly fee so that all your transactions you're not paying for them, putting checks in or taking money out or paying a bill and whatever. So if you find yourself having multiple charges every month, it might be a better option for you to pay that monthly fee so that you don't get charged for all those things and using your ATM there and those kind of things. And we were talking about credit cards and other things with the credit card too, is that if you find yourself maxing out your card, especially if you have like a $3,000-$5,000 limit, something like that, then maybe you could look at actually freezing your credit or something of that nature. Maybe not giving up your card totally, but putting a lesser dollar amount available to you on your card or even your line of credit.
Do you remember back in the day when banks would actually give you money for putting money in their bank?
Yeah. Sometimes they give you stuff like an iPad.
On a monthly basis, like if you had $1,000 in your bank account, you'd go into get your bank book updated and you say, oh, look at that. I made 10 bucks because I had $1,000 in the bank. It was something called interest that they would not charge you, but they would actually pay you. But that was back in the day.
Yes, I do remember those things.
I think like now you can, if you have like a savings account, they'll give you like 1% or 2% annually.
Yeah, there's tax-free savings accounts that could be helpful for people that you don't get taxed on unless you pull money out or whatever.
Right. That's a great idea as well for saving tax dollars and money that you might have otherwise paid taxes on. You can just throw that in a TFSA and you're good to go until you really need it.
Now, this next song here is from Rose Tattoo. Who's got the cash? Not me.
Something's happening.
Tattoo right there. This is Big JD and Lippo in the morning. I know that Guns N' Roses was a huge follower of Rose Tattoo, and if you listen to both of those bands, you can tell that GNR was influenced by Rose Tattoo a lot.
Mm-hmm. And the other sister band, what is it?
Sister
Guns,
band.
Guns N' Roses and the other guy that played, I think, with, what was it, Axl Rose? LA Guns.
Oh, yeah,
that's
for sure.
That's part of the Guns N' Roses thing.
Yeah, really, I didn't know that.
I think that's
that.
Why they kept the name like LA Guns or whatever.
Sure, ride the coattails, however you may do so.
Ooh, riding coattails, that's a show. You got your show notes out there to pop it in?
Pop it in, baby.
Like an artist riding the coattail of another or whatever the case is?
Yeah, it could be all kinds of different coattail riding activities.
Yeah. You know, we're talking on the show today about different ways to save money. Another one here is if you really need some help, maybe you could look at getting some debt counseling.
Yeah, that can help as well, for sure.
And the other thing while we're on the banks and all that kind of stuff is debt consolidation. You can refinance, you know, remortgage your house or refinance your bills and things like that, kind of consolidate things and maybe have one payment instead of a whole bunch, or there's things that you can look into that might be helpful.
Great tips there.
And we were talking a little bit about eating out. I find that kind of falls under that umbrella of fast food, eating out, entertainment, those kind of things. And it might be another area to look at for savings is how much you spend on entertainment and going out for dinners and going out to the show and roller skating.
Roller skating? Have you been lately?
No.
Okay, just curious. Nope. I don't know.
You?
Hell no. I haven't been since I was like a teenager.
Yeah, yeah. No, it just popped into my mind, you know, where you could spend money. It's kind of a thing of the past around here, isn't it?
Around here, yes. But I know there are rinks still open somewhere.
America.
Yeah, probably in America. Mm-hmm. I think it's in Ohio, actually, that I'm thinking of. I was watching the Jim Carrey show Kidding, and he goes roller skating every once in a while to blow off some steam.
Right, okay. And then here's a tip for you. If you like to go out to different events and things like that, well, how about you consider volunteering at them? Then you get to go to these events and do things and see things and meet people and socialize and whatnot and not spend your money because you're working there for free, mind you, but you get a free admission too.
Free admission, but the socializing thing isn't quite as liberal as you'd like it to be. And it is work, basically. You are doing some work. Having said that, you're enjoying the entertainment that you're taking in a different, different frame of mind, I'm going to say.
Yeah.
So that is a good way. But speaking of entertainment, like, you, it's a good idea to have a entertainment budget, if you will, and only spend so much money that you think you can afford on a monthly basis on that type of activity.
Yeah. And the other thing that you can do too is that you can take advantage of certain nights where the prices are different or better. You know what I mean?
Tuesday night movie night. That's what it is around this neck of the woods.
Yep. Even going out for dinner, like oftentimes, like they have Thursday specials or whatever it is, right? So you can go the movie on Tuesdays and dinner on Thursdays.
2-for-1 nights.
Yeah. 2-for-1 nights are great.
Exactly.
You know who's got a great 2-for-1 night? Terracotta Pizza.
No, I didn't know that.
I don't know if it's Wednesdays or Thursdays because one of those nights is 2-for-1 for students. So you have a student card and then you get 2-for-1 also on the other night.
Hmm.
And then one is just 2-for-1 all the time.
Very cool.
Good pizza.
Is it? Yeah, I was just going to ask you that.
Oh, you never had terracotta pizza?
No.
Oh, let's go one day.
Let's go. I'm in. Want to go after the show?
Okay.
I'm starving.
I could. It's cheat day.
And where is that?
That is on Palliser, just south of University Avenue, and they make flat crust pizza in a stone oven. Very small place. It's not too bad of a wait if you're in there. Usually the wait to pick up a pizza is a good 40, 45 minutes or so. They're busy.
Obviously, if it takes that long for a flat crust pizza, usually those things, really they can whip those things out pretty quickly. But obviously, like you say, it's very busy. So that you're saying it's in between University and what is that, Pitt?
No, it'd be University, the opposite side of where like Villains is or whatever.
Towards,
it's a long block all the way to what, Park Street? Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Okay, I get it.
It's across from the Capitol side of the Capitol Theater.
Oh, yeah. I have been in there. Sorry, someone
has
taken
it. Smells good there, too.
Yeah.
Like when you're walking by.
It's next to another restaurant.
Yeah, that restaurant changes quite often, the one next to it.
Right, but Terracotta remains the same.
Yep, for a long time. Yeah. You know who owned that for quite a while? It was Gnip.
Oh, is that right? The radio personality?
Yeah. Him and his sister.
Yeah. Very interesting.
He's always in there. Cool guy, too.
Yes, he is. Time for another tune?
Yeah, why not?
All right, we're going to listen to some Johnny Winter here, Prodigal Son.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
So we're talking about saving money on the show today. So many ways that you can save money. Family and friends savings tips. So you can create a family spending limit on gifts. Well, I'll save some money right there.
How about not giving gifts?
Yeah, you could do that too. That's no fun, but...
Well, no, there's other ways to have fun for these events that you would normally give gifts at. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you can all agree that that's what you're all going to do.
Something else to keep in mind, too, is that sometimes you want to cut corners to save money by buying something of lesser quality, cheap clothes, or something that might not last long. Then you're going to have to replace it multiple times. Mm-hmm. You want to be mindful of that, too, because rather than spending so very little on something that you're going to have to keep replacing, get something that will last a little bit longer. Or you can bump that up to something like buying things that are reusable, too. I'm thinking of things like for your lunches, baggies, and those kind of things. Get yourself some Tupperware or some type of containers that you so you're not buying, what do you call those?
Non-reusable.
Yeah, non-reusable.
That is what you're talking about, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great suggestion as well. It's interesting that that tip is in there. Don't buy cheap clothes for cheap sake. You can go to places like, Goodwill and Value Village as well, and you can find some decent stuff.
Well, you get them cheap, but that doesn't mean they're cheap clothing.
Exactly.
But if you buy junk, that's just going to fall apart and fall apart after you, you know, wear it once in the wash or something. I mean, you're better off going to somewhere like that to buy a shirt that was like pre-owned than going to somewhere like Giant Tagger and buying a t-shirt that's really garbage that's going to last you like one wash.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Giant Tagger. I totally forgot that place existed. I was thinking of Walmart myself, but you brought up even a better example that it's definitely offshore clothing.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd put Walmart in that category, but because no, they do carry George.
I have no idea what that is.
George brand.
Exactly. Yeah. I guess that's a step up from the Giant Tiger, but not a big step.
And here's a takeoff of Lippo's don't buy gifts is designate one day a week as a no spend day.
All right.
That's some savings right there.
That sounds very Jewish in orientation, isn't it? Like the people of the Jewish religion, they don't spend money on
Sunday. Okay, so we can't even go through a whole show without some kind of a slander.
There's no slander. Isn't that the case, though?
I guess. I
mean, is there a rule or no? Tell me.
A rule?
Yeah, a Jewish rule says you can't spend money on a very specific day.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. I have no idea.
I think it. I
Ask
think
a Jewish guy.
Okay, I will.
No, I have no idea.
We should have a show called that. That would be video for sure. Ask a Jewish guy.
A man on the street type show.
Yeah, exactly.
Stand out front of the synagogue on a Sabbath.
Well, that's what I was saying. You just go to different synagogues and ask different rabbis different questions on a weekly basis or monthly or whatever. That's a great idea for a show, I think.
It is, yeah. It would be good. And you could branch that out to all kinds of things, right? You could do that it doesn't just have to be Jewish. Stand outside of a mosque, too, and ask them, like, you know what I mean?
What they think of saving money or spending money or not spending money on a given
day. Or all
day.
Kinds of different things, yeah.
Or tell us your dirtiest joke that you can tell at the same time remaining.
Are you allowed to or not allowed to tell dirty jokes?
Oh, yes. I should write that one down. That's a big project.
Food savings tips.
Oh, yeah. You can save a lot of money here because everybody eats and you can definitely save money in this department. You can. Well, I think we talked about this brown bagging your lunch, but don't use it. Well, you could use a brown bag because brown bags are reusable. And they're not only reusable, they're good for the environment as well. They don't they'll break down really easy, even if you did throw it in the garbage. But if it's a brown bag, it's made of paper, you should recycle that stuff.
And it depends what you're putting in it. I mean, if you need an ice pack and things like that, your brown bag's not going to last very long. But
Do you have people at where you work that bring food to work and they don't refrigerate it and they just put the food in their lunch pail and they wait 4 hours and then they pull it out and they eat it? It's everything from quiche to roast beef. And I'm like, wow. I think I would have thrown that in the fridge, dude.
Yeah. And we got there's three fridges in the lunchroom. people should be putting in the fridge. And I don't think everybody does, though. I think a lot of them do. They just, you know, they'll keep it with them in a, like some kind of a bag and not put it in the fridge or anything. And yeah, you don't know how quickly food goes bad.
Yeah, exactly. Well, there's some bacteria building up in there. I mean, and our stomachs are built to fight that kind of stuff. But anyway, that has nothing to do with money.
And another thing, stick to water. Water is great for you. The more you drink, the better, for the most part, rather than purchasing pop and purchasing coffee and purchasing other soft drinks and things like that. Water. And it's like pretty much free if you get it out of a tap. If you're lucky enough to be able to have a Brita or something at work or something that, you know, you can put water in and have it filter to some degree, or some type of a special water bottle or whatever is even a bonus right there. And that's another thing too, like a water bottle, rather than having to bring and pay for bottles of water.
Stainless steel one is what I use.
Yeah, yeah, same here. But it's got to be something that you can refill, because they say that like things like the bottled water that you buy, you shouldn't be refilling the plastic containers.
Right. Yeah. Especially if the temperature changes a lot, you know, those things can break down pretty easily. Like if you freeze them, don't bother using it again. Or if it sits in your car, that's even worse than all the PBBs or whatever the three-letter acronym, polyphenols, leach into whatever you got in that bottle.
The bottle that I use is a Dylan bottle, D-Y-L-N. It's an awesome bottle. It doesn't filter your water. I generally put filtered water in it anyway, but it turns the water into alkaline water. It takes the acidity out of the water because you want your body to be more alkaline than acidic.
Did not know that.
Yeah, very cool bottle. We got in an early stage when they had their first Kickstarter or Indiegogo campaign.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
Now they have a new one, and I damaged my bottle really bad. So I ordered a new one. And when I did, I told them the reason why I ordered a new one. They wanted a video testimonial for me for their website and their campaign. So I sent them one, and they're going to send me their new bottle. They have a new sports bottle coming that's a larger size. The one I have is a 750 milliliter, and the new ones are 950. So I can drink like three of those instead of four of the ones I'm filling up my bottle four times. Yeah, pretty cool.
Obviously, the video quality of the video you sent them was probably pretty high.
Yeah, yeah, it was good. Moving right along, some health saving tips. It's hard to say savings tips, savings tips, savings tips. Don't skimp on preventative health care.
Right. Dental checkups. Yeah,
that's kind of an important one. So you might even want to save your money for that, especially the Americans.
Yeah.
Go generic. You'll save a lot of money buying generic over-the-counter drugs, or asking if there's something that's generic that you can purchase instead of prescription.
Name brands. Yeah.
Comparison shop for prescription drugs. Purchase a store brand for over-the-counter medications. That's what I tend to sometimes think as generic, but
it is.
Store brands have their own brand, which I guess you could refer to as generic as opposed to the name brand. So instead of buying Bayer, or what is Tylenol the company name that makes Tylenol?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And and if you go to like a Shoppers or a CVS, we'll get their brand.
Yeah. Acetaminophen.
That's right. Yeah. I got a really neat song here lined up. This is an oldie by Will F. Denny, Columbia Records. It's called Time Is Money from 1898. Enjoy.
A comic song, Time Is Money, sung by Mr. Will F. Denny for the Columbia Phonograph Company of New York and Paris. Now every fairy rhyme begins with once upon a time. Time, we are told, was made for slaves. There's a good time, a bad time, a happy time, a sad time, and a time for the man who misbehaves. There's a time that you are born, a time you will be gone. That's just about the time that you repent. All the little tricks you've done, you remember one by one. That's the time you think of where you will be sent. Time is money, yes, and money it is time. And don't you be forgetting it. Always get as much money as you can, but don't get time for getting it. There's the time that you imbibe and you get a lovely tide. You start for home about the hour of two. It's a boozy time, caroozy time, I don't care who's the hoozy time. A time you don't care what you say or do. There's a time you meet police, and a time you want release. That's the time you see the error of your ways.
When the judge tells you you're fined and you haven't got a dime, then the kind of time you get is 30 days, and you know time is money, yes, money it is time. And don't you be forgetting it. Always get as much money as you can, but don't get time for getting it. There's a time you wink your eye and a time you heave a sigh. That's just the time your heart begins to shoot. It's a happy time, a floppy time, a spoony time, a sloppy time, until the time you meet her father's boot. There's a time you're apt to reach when the girl sues you for breach, for doing things she said you hadn't got. So you vow that it's not true, but the judge says that will do. And $1,000 fair, says the court, she will. Time is money, yes, and money it is time. Don't you be forgetting it. Always get as much money as you can, but don't get time for getting it.
All right, well, we're pretty much out of time for the show this week.
So what could you say to folks as far as saving money from your own personal experience?
Well, here's the biggest thing. I've been saving the biggest thing for last, actually. And you're going to love this because I'm going to tell everyone how they can save money on something that we spend an awful lot of money on constantly. And that is gas.
Okay. So what's your tip?
And every time you go to the gas pump, you're going to save money. Every single time. And as much as you want. I can have you save $5 on gas. I can have you save $10 on gas. I can have you save $20. I can have you save $30 on gas. $50 on gas.
Tell me.
You ready for this?
Ready.
So if you normally put in $80, put in $40. And you're saving 50% right there. That's my gas savings tip.
Oh boy, we're taking you seriously all show, and then you drop the bomb like that.
But quite seriously, if you want to save $10 that week instead of putting, you know, the tanks are huge now, right? My tank holds like $100. If I pay $100 instead, I put $75 in. I got lots of gas, and I save $25. Don't fill it up.
Don't fill it up, or save money on gas like I do. I walk to work.
Oh, that's even better. So we have time for one more song. You didn't think you'd get away without hearing this one. And you can hear in the background, it's Pink Floyd's Money from Dark Side of the Moon, only on the one and only Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
Money! cruising for bruising.
You've been listening to Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lipo Facebook page.